first year, and we've been talking about this rule, al hanizik laharchik es atma. Whenever there's a conflict between the wishes of two neighbors, a neighbor wants to plant a tree, and the other one says, yeah, but I'm going to be stuck with the leaves and the sap and falling branches and all the things that I don't want in my yard. It's his job to move away so he doesn't get damaged, because I have a right to plant the tree in my yard, and if you don't like it, you just have to find ways of dealing with it. We did learn that if you are getting damaged, you have the right to chop off branches and roots that are in the way, and but you can't charge him for it. It's your job to take care of all of that. The same things if it's an Rosh HaSarabim, could be if it's over a public property, there might be more of an obligation on the owner. It might be just midas chasidus for a talmid chacham, but that's what we learned the first 2 weeks, and then last week we learned about the fruits. The fruits, we said, in most cases will belong to the owner of the tree. They belong to where the tree comes out of the ground. If you have a right to cut off the branch, so then we saw from Nissen Karelis, if it was a Rosh HaSarabim, it was possible that maybe you own the fruits. It seemed in a Rosh HaSayachid, though, if it's just your neighbor, you didn't have any rights to the fruits. We did say that the good news for the tree planter was going to end soon, and I'd like to discuss a case tonight. This will be the last case of trees. We could talk about many cases of trees, but this is the last case. The Gemara talks about a tree in this sugya in Lo Yachpar, and also in Shulchan Aruch, this even we've been dealing with. So we're going to finish this one last case of trees, then we'll go on to other cases, which we'll come back to how they apply to trees in certain cases, but this is a case specific for a tree. And the way I put it in the email was that Reuven wants to plant the tree in his yard. Shimon, though, has a garden, and he's worried that if Reuven plants a tree in his yard, especially if it's a fruit tree, it'll attract birds, and the birds will eat the fruits off this tree, and once they're on the tree, they'll go and start eating the neighbor's carrots and tomatoes, and he wants to prevent them from planting that tree. And that's tonight's topic. So you would say, same thing as we said all along, Alan is a partner of Tatsmo. Right, let him, I have a right to plant my tree, there's nothing illegal about planting a tree. And just like we don't care that my roots are eventually going to go and ruin the person's well or drop leaves over his property, we're also not worried that eventually this tree's going to cause the crows to come and eat the fruits off the tree and from there go on to the garden. Right, that's what we would say. And we'll learn today why that's wrong. Okay, that's a nice topic. Okay, so this starts with the Mishnah in Lo Yachbar Chafav Amir Aleph. We're going to actually talk about two cases tonight. The first case is the case of the Mishnah, which isn't exactly our case, but we need to start with that one. The Mishnah starts, Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach L'Sadach Aveiro. A person is not allowed to plant a tree near his neighbor's field, Elo Im Ken Hirchig Mimeno Arba Amos, unless he moved it 4 Amos away from the boundary. Echa Gifanim Echa Koilan, doesn't matter whether he's planting a vine, a grapevine, or any other type of tree. He has to move 4 amas away from his neighbor's property. We'll see why soon. There's a fence between the two fields. You could put your tree right up to the fence on one side. The other one can put his tree right up to the fence on the other side. Now, why is it that you have to move 4 amas away? What's the problem? Tano learned in a braisa. Arba amas amas. Why did they say you have to be 4 amas away? That's kedei avodas hakerem, because when you plant a tree, you have to take care of the tree. Part of taking care of a tree is you have to plow every year around it to make sure the earth is soft. Whatever reason you do, you have to plant. You have to plow around it. Now, plows in Eretz Yisrael were 4 amas wide. So since you're going to go around the tree 4 amas in all directions, the tree in the center, so that's why you have to plant your tree 4 amas away from the boundary, so that when you plow around the tree, your plow won't encroach on the neighbor's property. You won't, if he has anything planted there, you won't damage it. You won't be trampling on the other person's property. That's the reason of this variety. The Gemara even goes further. It says in Bavel they have narrower plows that are more narrow. They're only 2 amas, so in Bavel you only have to move 2 amas away from the boundary. So this is a particular reason why you can't plant a tree. It's because these types of trees, the way the derech is to plow around it, and you have no right to plow around your neighbor's field. Now this, we can hear, isn't really like the heter that we learned, that I can plant the tree and later on the roots will go by and that's okay, even though it's going to damage them. Because over here what you're doing is you're doing an action which will result in you having to trample over that person's tomatoes in his yard, because you're going to have to plow around your tree, and you have no right to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to very likely go into his yard. And let's see the way the Rishonim put it. The Ramban, the Rivad, I've been printed on the other side. The Ramban says, Shamina miha, Shachoshe shalo yazikenu chaveiro, ushchenu. If you're worried that your friend and your neighbor are going to damage you, bedavar sheyochel amono, something that you're able to prevent, badavar rogel v'tadjer, it's a problem that could very easily happen, that every so often you have to plow around the tree. And yochel amolo, the owner of the tree can't tell the neighbor, you know what you can do? Hoshev shomer, hire a guard. V'yishmar shalo achnis macharashi b'sech shalo, hire a guard to prevent me from putting a plow in your yard, right? You have a way out, right? We learned in the first year, the Nesiva says the only reason that you have to be careful about your ox goring someone else's property is because you have a way of guarding it. But a tree, you have no way of preventing the roots from extending out, so we don't stop you from planting a tree. So same thing you would say over here. Maybe you would say, well, look, I have a way of preventing my field from getting damaged, I'll just hire a guard to prevent the neighbor from plowing. So Ramban says, since it's something that's very common, and that's going too far, you have no right to plant a tree where you're going to inevitably have to cause damage to the other person's field or force him to hire a guard to prevent that damage from happening. So it was similar. You have to do it in order that the next day he's going to bring his oxen into the plow around the tree, and you can't stop him from doing that. Even though right now planting the tree, that's not causing any damage. It's just going to be the oxen that are going to come tomorrow. Shamina mina, we learn from here, dover hamuchon, anything that's ready to damage, even though they're not here now, you can prevent that person from planting the tree or taking that action which is going to be an inevitable damage to my property. Right, the roots, that's something that I have to plant my tree. Your trees always have roots, and the roots are going to go and hurt the well. That's something that's going to take a long time. It's memela, and it's something all trees have roots. So what can I do about it? There Rabbi Yossi says, all in Izzik L'Achich Hasasmo. But to put a tree right next to the yard where I'm going to take my oxen and walk around it, that's going too far. There, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that the neighbor can stop his neighbor from planting the tree where he'll have to ruin his yard. I would say the same thing would be if the derech is to spray pesticides on the tree, and by doing that it will damage the plants next door. So he'll say the same thing, don't plant your tree right next to me. And he'll say, oh, you can hire someone to make sure I don't spray pesticides. But if the derech is to spray the pesticides and you're in a place where you need to do that, or the tree is ruined, so you have the right to stop it. That's what the Mishnah says. This is Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, the same neighbor we've been learning, Kufnon Heisiv Chafhei. Misha Haisa Sada Chaveir Netua Gefanim Hashari Ilanus. If a person has vines and trees planted in his field, Ubal Hul and Tobasach Sadeu Gefanim Betzad Gefanim, and I want to plant in my yard a vine next to that person's vines, O Ilanus Betzad Ilanus, or trees next to that person's trees, Sarach Larchagar Ba'amas, have to say 4 amas away, because I'm going to end up plowing into his yard. By the way, that's why if there's a fence in between, there's no problem, the Mishnah says. Because if there's a fence in between, I could plant right up to the fence. Because what's the problem? I'm never going to plow into that yard. There's a fence stopping me from going in. It might be an issue of Kalayim, the Rishonim talk about, but if it's vines with trees. But here we're talking vines with vines, trees with trees. If there's a fence, you could plant right up to the border. But if there's no fence there, since the derech is to plow around it, the neighbor can stop you. Suppose you say, look, on my own, I'll sign an agreement that I'm not going to plow around my tree. So the Nesiva says, there also, it's the same taina. You're saying you're not going to do it, but who's going to prevent you from doing it? I'm going to have to hire a guard to make sure you honor your agreement. Since the derech is to plow around trees, the derech is to spray pesticides on the trees, I'm not forced to see my trees and my vines get ruined from your deciding to plant right there. What happens if the person did plant there? The Chazanish says that will have the halacha that he's required to cut down the whole tree and you don't have to compensate for him. That's the halacha Chazanish Paskin is based on this sugya. So that's open shot, easy halacha that the svara, that it's up to the nizik to protect himself from damage, does not apply where the mazik, where the damager is putting something in place which will inevitably cause a damage from him walking around with his plows or doing something that will damage the crops next door. We don't require him to hire a guard to prevent that damage from happening. That's halacha, no one argues with that. So let's learn another sugya. And on this Gemara, it goes a step further, according to most Rishonim. Rava Barav Chanan Havalei Tanu Dikli. Rava Barav Chanan had palm trees in his backyard. A mitzvah de pardesa de Rav Yosef. But they were along the boundary of Rav Yosef's vineyard. Pardesa, by the way, Rashi always says is a vineyard, it's not an orchard. Pardes is an orchard. Pardesa is a vineyard. So anyway, Rabbi Baruch Hanan had these palm trees planted next to the vineyard. What would happen now with the birds, this is the case we were talking about, the birds would come and sit on top of the palm tree to eat the dates. And from there, they would go down to the vineyard and eat the grapes. So Amalei Rav Yosef said to Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Zilkot, cut down your palm tree because they're damaging my vines. Amar Elay Rava Bar Rechana said back to him, "V'har chikili." What do you mean? I kept 4 amas away from the field, just like the Mishnah says that when you're planting trees, you move 4 amas away, and I did my share. What do you want? Amar Elay Rav Yosef said back, "Hani mili li lanas." That's only talking if you're planting. If I have a tree in my field, then all you have to do is put your tree 4 amas away. I will look at fun. But if I have a vine in my yard, so then you have to move further away because there the birds are going to eat the grapes. That's partially the way most Rishonim learn. If it's just a tree, it's a matter of the plow going around that in 4 amas is enough. But here where there's a problem with birds coming to eat the vines, then you have to go further away. So Rav Chanan asked back, V'hanantanan, the Mishnah said, Echa gefanim v'echa kohilin. It doesn't make a difference whether there are vines there or trees, all you have to do is move 4 amas away. So Amalei Yosef said back to Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Hani mili ilan ilan l'kfanim l'kfanim. You're right, it applies both to trees and both to vines. But that's only if you're planting a tree, you can do that if the other neighbor has a tree. Then you can move it 4 amas away. Or if you want to plant a vineyard, you could do that if your neighbor has a vineyard. All you have to do move is 4 amas away. Avo ilan l'kfanim. But if you want to plant a tree and your neighbor has a vineyard, bina tefei, then you have to move further away. What's the svara? The svara is that if I have a tall tree, that's going to attract birds to come because the birds could see the tree from the distance and they're going to come to this tree. Now once they come to the tree, they could look around and then see this vineyard where the vineyards don't grow so tall, but from the tree they can see the vines and then they'll go from there to the grapes. If you didn't put your tree there, the birds that are miles away don't see anything. They don't have any reason to come here. Your tree is attracting the birds from which they then have that opportunity to attack the vines next door. So just keeping 4 amas away is not going to solve that problem. 4 amas is only when there's a problem of plowing. But when you have a bird issue, if you have a tall tree next that you're planting next to low vines, you have to move more than 4 amas away. The Gemara doesn't say how far, that we'll see soon. And by the way, here also the poskim say, well, if he also happens to have trees in his yard with the vineyard, so then he has no taina. Why are you putting trees? If they're already coming because your tree's there, you can't have a taina that I'm planting my trees. You have a tree in your yard already.
But the tree grew. When he planted the tree, it was small and it grew.
Well, how do you know that? Maybe he's planting a big tree. He might have bought a full-grown tree. And you're saying good. Or even if you're right, the tree grows, maybe I have a right to stop you do I have a right to stop you from planting a tree that will eventually, because we know trees
20
grow.
20 years ago, he planted it. It wasn't a problem.
Right, but 20 years, when he planted it, we knew that 20 years later, or 10 years later, it's going to...
20 years, he was allowed to plant it 20 years ago.
How do you know?
It didn't cause a problem then.
Okay, so that's going to be the shaila. We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. I mean, you're saying it's no different than planting the tree and then eventually the roots going out. So here also you planted a tree and eventually it got taller and caused the birds to come. Okay, good. We'll see. So anyway, Rabbi Rav Chanan was now stuck. Rav Yosef had proved to him that you need more than 4 amos when you have a tree. Right now we can just say it's a tall tree you're planting right away. That you need more than 4 amos and his tree's being mazik. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi Bar Chanan said, okay, you're right. My tree is causing problems, but another kayasa, I don't want to cut it down. The Amar Rav, because Rav said we have a special halacha, haidikla, detoin kava. If a fruit tree is still producing a kav's worth of fruits, also the mitzvah, you're not allowed to cut it down because there's a din of Baltashkis. Baltashkis says you can't cut down any tree that bears fruits. How much fruits? If it's an old tree that doesn't have fruits anymore, then it's no problem. But if it still produces a kav worth of fruits, you can't cut down that tree. And not only is there an iser involved, but Amar Rav Chanina said, "L'shachiv shichas b'ri." You know why my son shichas died? Ella the cut teinos velazinis, because he cut down a fig tree before the tree had died. It was still producing fruits. So Mar inichalei, because if you want, Rav Yosef, you're worried about your vine, so you could cut down the tree. I don't want to get involved with this potential danger or potential iser. But that's the end of the Gemara. So there's many questions, and I'm not sure if we'll answer them all tonight. I just want to pinpoint this issue and show how we can't always rely on Rav Yossi. Now, let's just talk before we get to the exchange between Rav Yosef and Rabbi Rav Chanan. What exactly is the problem? The Gemara doesn't say what the problem is. Right? I said it's the birds, and that's really what the Rishonim say. I have one handout with the Rosh and the Muki Yosef. Almost all the Rishonim say that even though, well, let's read the Rosh's words. Afagav the Kaimelon halacha krav Yosi. Even though we hold all over the halacha like Rav Yosi, and here it should be similar to Rav Yosi's halacha, like we said in the beginning. Rav Yosi said, I could plant a tree, even though eventually the roots are going to go out and damage the well, inevitably. But because right now I'm not doing anything, it's going to take time before it happens. It's al nizik l'harchik hatzatma. The nizik has to protect himself. But over here, moda. Rav Yossi will agree, big giri delay. We're going to talk more about that next week. Blinader. Rav Yossi agrees in the case of giri delay, which translates that if it's his arrows, I can plant a tree and eventually the roots go and damage you all. I can do that. But can I sit in my yard and say, you know, I'm in my yard, I'm shooting arrows, and I don't care that the arrows are hitting your chickens. I'm in my yard doing my business. I'm in my yard. Of course, there has to be some limit to what you're allowed to do. If it's your arrows killing his chickens, so you have to stop there. So that's where we're going to talk in the next few shiurim, what the extent of the giri delay is. We'll talk about water problems from neighbors, smoke problems, noise problems. All this is giri delay. We'll talk about in future weeks. The Rosh so says, Rav Yossi agrees, if it's his arrows, he agrees that it's aser. V'hain nami giri delehu. This also is a case of the damager's arrows. Why? De kashero bal ho'ilon ofos. It's not a problem. Well, the birds are going to come here and then fly over. It's when you see the birds on your tree, yoshven al ho'ilon, you see birds on your tree eating the dates. What do? Mafrichan. You go make them fly away. And what do they do? And they go and they sit on the, they go land on the vineyard. So what's happening over here is, you're right, if it would just be that the birds might go on your tree from their head next door, that's like Rav Yossi's halacha, it's all in his halacha. But over here we're worried that what people do when they see birds when they're eating their crops, they go, you know, throw something at them. And what do the birds do when they get something thrown at them? They go somewhere else. So where are they going to go? They'll go to the next meal, which is right next door. So at that point, you're like a real mazik. They don't say it, but it's similar to the case of the Mishnah. Just like we said in the Mishnah, you can't plant a tree because you're going to end up plowing around it, and that's going to be your damage. So the same thing, you can't plant a tree if it inevitably will result in you pushing birds into the next door neighbor's vineyard. Right? It's parallel. You can't do something that's going to result in you causing damage. Right? And here the Chazon Ish says the same thing will apply here. Even if you say, look, I'm not going to do that. I'll be careful, I promise you, put in writing, I'm not going to throw rocks at the birds eating my figs so that they'll go into your vineyard. The Chazon Ish says the same thing. You can't force your neighbor to hire a guard to make sure that you don't throw the rocks at the birds. That'll inevitably go to the tree, to the vine. So that's the shita of the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef, that planting a tree next to a vineyard is like planting a tree within 4 amas of a border. Just like when it's next to the border, we say you can't do it because you're going to inevitably plow around there, and we can't force the neighbor to hire a guard to stop that plowing. The same thing, we can't force the neighbor to hire a guard to prevent you from throwing rocks at birds hitting your tree, that it will then go to the vineyard. That's the way the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef understand it. Now Tosfos says, like Moshe said, Tosfos doesn't say any svara, he just says that this halacha only applies if you're planting tall trees. But if you plant a seed, so that's okay, because the seed grows gradually, and that's not your arrows anymore. You planted a seed, and it just gradually started growing. So that's the same thing as planting a tree. Eventually, the roots go next door. You're a svara. That's what Tosfos says. But the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rosh, there shouldn't be any difference, because the Rosh says, what's the problem? You can't put something in place where you're going to become a mazik, where you're going to end up throwing arrows next door. So what's the difference if it's going to happen 3 months from now or 3 years from now? Either way, I can't put something in place that's eventually going to cause a damage. The Rosh will hold, you can't plant a date sapling in your yard, because eventually in a few years it's going to be taller than the vines, and you're going to hit the birds, and the birds are going to go next door to the vines. So why Tosfos to say there is a difference? So anyway, that's what the Beit Yosef says. According to the Rosh, it shouldn't make a difference. Now, according to the Tosfos, it did make a difference. So what's Tosfos hold? So the Agos, on Drisha Prisha in the Torah, he says there's actually a big maimer. Mishkan Shalom has a whole maimer on this sheet of Tosfos. But just to keep things simple, he holds that Tosfos isn't worried that you're going to throw a rock at the birds and it's going to go next door. Because Tosfos holds, even if you do that, that's no problem, because you have a right to protect your property from getting damaged, and if it ends up causing damage next door, that's your problem. Like, you're allowed to buy a watchdog, and what's it's going to happen when a robber comes and hears the dog bark here? It'll go rob next door, and if you hadn't had the watchdog, it would rob your house. So your watchdog is causing your next door neighbor to get robbed. You don't have to worry about that. So same thing, if you have a scarecrow that scares the birds and then they go next door, that's no problem. That's what Tosfos must hold. That's what he's not worried about the Rosh's problem. What is Tosfos worried about? Tosfos is worried about, like we thought in the beginning, that what the issue is putting something in place that's going to cause a problem. Putting a tree in place, a full-grown tree, the moment the tree is there, it's attracting birds, which can immediately go eat the vines. That's Tosfos' issue. That's why, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says that if you just plant a seed, a sapling, at that point there's no damage. Eventually it's going to grow, and then from that the birds are going to go and damage. So that's already no longer your arrows, and you don't have to worry about that. Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin this whole shayla at all. He doesn't bring the issur down at all of the difference between trees and vines. They all talk. Why the Rambam also doesn't mention it? So they hold that there's no problem with birds. They have a whole different shot, maybe. But anyway, the Ramah does paskin it, and we're all Ashkenazim. So the Ramah says Yesh Amrim, the Ben Gafanim LeIlanus. If you have trees you're planting next to vines, but Ina LaHarchik, how much distance do you have to put it? Kafi Omed Hadas, according to whatever Yes. So the birds don't fly from your trees to the vines in one swoop, right? Because that's also part of the cheshbon here. If there is a fence between it, and the birds will go from your tree and land on the fence, and from the fence go to the vine, so that's also not your, that's not your fault anymore. They didn't go from your tree; they went from the tree to the fence to the vines. But if they can't go in one swoop, they have to stop on the way. So then it's mutter. But the Rama says if the trees could go directly in one shot from the tree to the vine, so then you can't do that. Based on this Rosh Nemukios, based on the sugya of Rabba Barachana and Rabbi Yosef. The Rama then brings Tosus as far. V'yesh amrim dafka benotei ilonis. It's only a problem if you're planting trees. Avanotei agarin. So if you plant a seed, v'ha'ilam emeilo gadol, and the tree just comes down on its own later, ain't tzarech laharchik. You don't have to worry about that, because that's already future history. That's not something that you have to worry about. It's not your arrows that are damaging. Now, one of these contemporaries, this Mishpat Tzedek, says a contemporary case. If you're not a farmer, we're not farmers, but we do sometimes put out bread for the birds to eat. So your neighbor says, look, you're putting, it's very nice that you like the birds, you're putting bread there, but when you put bread out for the birds go and go and eat my tomatoes, and I don't want you to do that. So the Mishpat Tzedek says that's a good taina. He says that it's usher to put bread out for the birds, where because you put the bread out, the birds are going to attract to the bread, and from that they'll see the vines next door, they'll see the vegetables next door and eat those. That'll be usher. If they won't go straight, you know, if they won't see it, you know, you're attracting the birds, that's true, you're attracting the birds, but from there they might then hop on a fence, and from there they might see it, so then that's not your problem anymore, because that's not give a delay. That's like there's a hefsek. It's not your doing, and that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to help the birds out in that way. So that's a contemporary psak of Mishpat Tzedek. Now, how about this issue of the fruit trees? It's really not a chashen mishpat issue, but it's more yerudeya issue. This issue of cutting down fruit trees. Like we saw over here that Rav Barav Chanan did not want to cut down the tree, right? He was nervous. Now, was he right in refusing to cut down the tree, or was he wrong? And why didn't he want to? Why didn't he want to cut down the tree? So Pashas is, he didn't want to cut down the tree because he was worried he'd be damaged. Tosfos asks, what's the problem? The Mishnah says that you cut down trees and sometimes, you know, in a case if your tree's too close, you cut down the tree and you have to pay him for it. So that maybe that's talking about a tree that doesn't have fruits, but here it's a fruit tree. That's why Rav Baruch Hanan didn't want to cut it down. It seems Tosfos holds that even though by rights you should cut it down, you could say, look, I don't want to get involved in dangerous things or about tashkas. I don't want to cut it down. The Tosfos is that the Achimos Rishonim hold like the Ramban. The Ramban's lashon is over here. Harehu mazik, you're a mazik. Umitzvah laharchik esatmo, and you have a mitzvah to prevent damaging your neighbor. Afilu hafzid kol masha yeishlo, even if it'll cause a loss to everything you own. V'lo yasech haveri pruta, don't cause your neighbor one pruta's worth of damage. So what are you worried? It's about tashchas. You're wasting. But I'm allowed to spend my whole fortune in order not to damage my friend. So it's not called Baal Tashchis. If right now my tree is damaging my friend, and by rights that's called damage, according to Halach it's called damage because the birds are attracted, or I'm going to chase the birds away into the vines. So if I cut down the tree, that's not I'm not doing any Yisr. That's the way the Ramban understands why Rav Bar Rav Chanan had to cut it down. Now, why didn't he want to? So the Rishonim say he didn't want to because he disagreed with Rav Yosef. He held he wasn't being damaging. He held, like he said, the Mishnah says, I have to do it to be 4 amos away, and it says whether it's trees or vines, so I don't have to worry about it. Rav Yosef convinced him, or whether he did or not, Rav Yosef convinced the halacha, at least the halacha is that there is a difference between planting trees next to vines. So once we have that halacha, so then he has a chiyuv, pashas from the Rishonim, to cut down the tree, and it's not called about tashkus because saving your friend from getting damaged by you is a worthwhile endeavor, it's worth spending money for, and it's not about tashkus, it's not called wasting your resources if you're saving someone from getting damaged. That's partially the exchange between Rav Baruch and Rav Yosef. Am I being damaging or not? Rav Baruch says, look, I'm not damaging you, so I don't want to cut it down. Rav Yosef says, you are. And so Rav Baruch said, okay, you hold I'm damaging you, you cut down the tree, I'm nervous about it, I hold I'm not, and I don't want to, you can't force me to cut down the tree if I hold I'm not damaging you, and it might be dangerous for my health. If you want to cut it down yourself. Now, the Ivan says, we don't see the end of the story in this Gemara. Did Rav Yosef cut it down at the end? No, it doesn't say. So the Ivan tells Rav Yosef didn't cut it down, because he says a chiddush. He says, even though al pi halacha, in a case where it's mutter to cut down a fruit tree, and it's not about tashkas, there are other heterim. This is the heter we're learning tonight. If it's damaging your neighbor, but there are heterim that you need to build something there, and it's prevent cause you a loss, or it's damaging your own property somehow, going hurting your sewers, and you want to get rid of it. There are heterim to cut it down. The Yaiva told that even when you have a heter to cut down a fruit tree, it could still be dangerous. Right? It might be a Siddur Rabbanan, but he says it could still be dangerous. And his raya is from this exchange over here. Rav Baruch Hanan didn't want to do it. He understands that Rav Baruch Hanan might have agreed that it's also for him to have it here, but he still didn't want to cut it down. And we don't see that Rav Yosef cut it down. Rav Yosef was nervous about it himself also. Who says Rav Yosef cut it down? So the Ayvet says it's true, there's no Isser D'Araisa about Tashkos than cutting in a tree that's damaging your neighbor, but it might be dangerous to do it. Now what's he advising you to do? I don't know. But that's what he says. The Chidon is Shuvas Chaim Shoal, and they all bring it, Hamanizav, Chikrelei bring this Chidah. The Chidah says no. Like the Rishonim learned, we have to learn the Sugya like the Rishonim. And the Rishonim learned, the Ramban, I didn't put them all down here, but all the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, they all learned that the exchange wasn't, it's dangerous, I don't want to do it. And Rav Baruch Hanan said, I'm not damaging you. The Mishnah says, I could, all I have to do is be 4 amos away, and I don't care that this is a tree and that's a vine. I don't make that chiluk. I don't want to cut it down because I hope I'm not damaging you. For me to cut down, let me be machmer anyway, go with nimish or sedin. But if I'm not damaging you, I'm over in Isidore Raisa of Baal Tashchis, and I'm also putting myself in danger. I don't want to cut it down. And Rav Yosef replies, no, I hold that this is a real mazik, and you have a chiyuv to cut it down, and you don't have to worry about it. To which he says, okay, so then if you hold that it's a mazik, so you cut it down. And Rav Yosef cut it down because he held that it was a mazik, and the neighbor gave him a right to cut it down himself. Maybe he even paid him for it. Rav Chaim just didn't want to be involved with that mazik of cutting it down. So the Chidah paskins that certainly, since the Rishonim learned that the exchange was whether it's a mazik or not, not whether you want to get involved in cutting down a fruit tree. The machlokas between them was, is this a mazik? And we paskin that it is a mazik. We paskin that if your tree is causing the birds to eat the vines, that's a real hezek, and you have to cut down the tree. So in that case, you have to cut it down, and there's no baal tashkus, and there's no sakona. You just have to do what the halacha says, and there won't be any problems. That's the way most poskim hold. The Binyan holds that way. Also, except he learns from this maisa that look, if you're a little queasy about it, you can force the other person to do it. He says you don't have to do it yourself. You can force the other person, but all the other poskim say that I have the Chavos Yaakov written down here. He brings it, says it's the Das Yochid, and that's the Das Yochid. The mainstream Psak halacha will be that if your tree is damaging your neighbor, and al pi halacha you have a chiyuv to cut it down, if it wouldn't be a fruit-bearing tree, if it would just be a pine tree, you have to cut it down because it's causing the birds to go and damage the vines. If it's a fruit tree, the halacha remains the same, because number one, there's no batashas, because like the Rishonim say, you have to pay all your fortune to stop yourself from damaging your friend. So cut down a fruit tree also, that's not wasting money, and because of that there's no sakana, because you're not doing anything wrong, you're doing afi halacha. So that's the mainstream sak halacha. The Chalkas Yaakov advises, though, in case you are a little bit nervous about the Yavits and the Binyan Si, and he says he has two aces. He says, first of all, you could always hire a non-Jew to do it, not like it sounds, because it's not like that, because they don't have any Isser of Baltashkas, so they won't have any danger and they don't have any Isser, so hire a non-Jew to do it, even though he seems to be doing it through your shlichus, but there's no shlichus to an akum. So that's one etel he gives. Another etel he gives, if you remember the case that we've been talking about, if someone has branches hanging over your yard that are causing damage, you can't plow, you can't play in your yard because this apple tree is hanging over. So we were just talking about cutting down branches. Suppose the branch has apples on it, so he says that's even more maple, because most folks can hold the Isser Baltashkas applies to knocking down a whole tree, but one branch that has apples on it, even though it might be a cob's worth of apples, that's no Baltashkas, because the tree can regenerate itself, it'll grow apples somewhere else, and that's not killing the tree. So the Chalkas Yaakov says, first of all, you could be somech on all the poskim that are matir, cutting down the whole tree, even by yourself, when it's being mazik your neighbor, when it's really a case of a hezik. But once again, don't be machmer, it might not be. So, but if it's really a case where it's mazik, you are mutter, and you should cut down the tree yourself. If you're a little nervous about it, so then hire a non-Jewish tree removal company to do it, and that way you're further protected. But you don't have to, that's just something he advises. So, summing up, and this will be an introduction for the next few weeks, we've seen tonight that this rule, al hanizik la'achiv et asmo, it's up to the person being damaged to protect himself, is not really a universal law. It has very limited applications. It's limited to a case where, when I'm the damager planting my tree, it's going to take a long time for the roots to eventually go, and I didn't put the roots here, I just put the tree here, it's the roots are something new that comes from the tree, that's what's going to end up damaging a well. That's, you move your well somewhere else, I can have the right to plant my tree. But if by planting my tree I'm going to, two cases, I'm going to either have to do something that's going to impact on your yard, I'm going to have to plow around it, I'm going to have to spray pesticides on it which will impact your yard, so then that I'm going to damage you. That's my arrows. If I'm doing, even though I'm not doing it right away, that's the chiddush the Rishonim say. Even though the day I planted, I'm not going to do it. But you know, when you plant a tree, it's going to eventually involve you damaging the next door neighbor with your hands, with your arrows, so that he can stop you right from the beginning. He does not. You don't have to hire a guard to prevent that from happening. Eventually, he could stop you right away, and he can demand the tree to be cut down. That was the first case. And the second case, which the Rishonim, the Ramah Paskins, like those Rishonim understanding of the Gemara, is that I can't put a tree in place which or something in my yard in place which will cause me also to damage you. The case of the tree, the way the Rush understood it, is I can't put a tree in place which will attract birds, which I will then cause to go into your yard directly in one shot. I can't put breadcrumbs out that will attract birds that will go attack my neighbor's garden. Or the way Tosa said it, I can't do it. I can't put a tree that's going to directly cause the birds to come. That's closer to the case of the crumbs. Right, so that's two ways of understanding two applications of this exception to the nizik having to move away, is that he does not have to move away if the nazik, the damager, is going to cause direct damage with his hands because of this object he's placing in his yard, there the neighbor who is threatened has the right to demand him to remove that. And we saw, even if it involves a fruit tree, which normally we don't remove, if since he has an obligation to remove it, he no longer has a problem about tashkas, and according to most poskim, he doesn't have to worry about the danger either. In the future weeks, we'll be trying to get this ideal of giray delay, with this case of arrows sharper, and we will see the different applications with noise, cold, smoke, all the different cases that are talking about water damage.